We have a guest in studio with us here this morning. Pastor Ray McCullough is with us this morning, pastor at First Baptist Church, an instructor at Iowa Western Community College, the director of the Cass County Choral Society. Is there anything else we can throw on that business card?
I don't know. Husband, grateful person. I don't know. That's good.
Father, we've got all that stuff covered. Yeah, we've got a ton of stuff there. No, you're a busy guy, and you're looking to stay busier, it looks like, too.
Right. I decided to jump back into the fire, out of the frying pan. How does that go? After a little break there.
Well, the Cass County Choral Society is something that you helped kind of get organized for the Christmas season here this last year. And I know you had some good success recruiting folks. Did you have a great time, great show?
We did. I was very pleased with how it all came together. The Choral Society, I just basically kind of put out the word last August, September, right in there. And I was flabbergasted, just gobsmacked how much response we had. We ended up with about 50 unique different singers. They weren't always all there at the same time, but I was just amazed at how many good singers we had turned out. So that was very good. And I think the Christmas season, it's kind of easy to maybe not recruit. People are busy during that time, but it's people know what a cantata is, and it's sort of one continuous piece of music. And so, but as far as how the show went and everything, I was very happy with how that all came together too. We did our dress rehearsal at the Heritage House, where we had been rehearsing. And by the way, I was very thankful that Karen and everybody at Heritage House let us rehearse there. That was nice of them. And so as a payback, we did a dress rehearsal there. And then we did one show on Friday night. I think it was December 21st, I guess, at the high school auditorium. And it's a beautiful facility. It's very nice. And I was very thankful, too, to the high school administrators and the janitorial staff for helping us out, too. So it came together very well. And the main feedback I got were two things. Number one, it was fantastic. And I agreed with that. I was very happy with how it came out. And number two, yeah, I know. It wasn't like, oh, boy, these guys. And then the second feedback was, we wish you'd have done more shows. So anyway, that kind of was all went into the hopper, into my brain this spring as I started to contemplate a new show.
Well, wasn't that kind of the plan all along, if this worked out well for the Christmas season, to try to continue this and make it an ongoing thing?
Right. I would like it to be, and I think that it has the potential to be. It just takes a little bit of kind of get things moving in motion every time. But I envision this still as being a standing kind of community-based choir that does a couple of shows per year and maybe special things in there. But yeah, it's sort of an ongoing standing thing. That's been my goal all along, and I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, you were right. Of course, the Christmas season lends itself to something like that. People kind of expect to find those types of presentations then. But you've got another one that you're working on now coming up. The performances will be coming up in June.
Right.
And so it's a little far down the road yet. However, it's always a good time to continue to recruit members. You always need more, right?
Right. That is my goal today, is to recruit people. So if you can hear me out there, and either you or somebody you know who's hiding has some musical talent and can sing, then just send them my way. I would like to sort of beat the bushes again. I know that, so summer, the other thing about Christmas, it's hard to schedule for Christmas time because people have lots of stuff going on. But spring and summer is almost worse, I think. I was thinking about, it'd be nice to have a program before the school year is out. No, that's not going to happen, because there are tons of graduation things going on for multiple school districts, and it's just, and Memorial Day gets in there, and it's just a mess. So we're going to have our program in June. So anyway, the details, if you would like to respond to my plea for recruitment, is this. So next Sunday, this coming up Sunday, I guess I should say, March 3rd, at Heritage House at 2 p.m. We're going to meet in the big Heritage Hall. Karen let us have the nice facility, the nice room this time. That's great. So we're going to be there at 2 o'clock, and we will sight read our pieces and kind of just start to sift through and see what we have here. So that's this coming Sunday, and I want to get the word out. So if you just want to show up, that's fine. You don't have to call me or anything. If you do want to call me, you can. It's 250-1607. That's my cell phone, 250-1607.
Very good. Yeah, it's a busy time. Yeah, we're looking at cold temperatures again here this weekend, and we're planning for a show that's going to be in the summertime, hopefully when the weather will be nice. So let's keep that in mind. We're moving in that direction.
Yes, right? This is going to happen. It will be warm by then.
What is expected of folks who you are looking to help to volunteer to be a part of this?
Right, yeah. So there is a kind of a basically just bring and share your talents. So I'm looking for singers who can carry a tune. We'll teach you how to sing the music. So so that means any adults or even high school students. I felt like one thing that we could do better on that we didn't have a lot of last fall was high school students. It would be nice to have them. It's a good experience because the difference between high school kids and adults is the just kind of the level of musicianship and just sort of experience. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean like maturity, you know. As you sing for years and years, you start to kind of catch on to and really start to, you know, to get a groove of things. So I think it's good experience for high school students to sing alongside those adults. So I would like to see more of that. But as far as like commitment, we are going to rehearse every Sunday at Heritage House from 2 to 3 o'clock, and except for Easter Day and also Memorial Day weekend that Sunday. Those two are out. And then otherwise, that's pretty much it. There's no financial. It's not like you have to pay dues or anything like that. So we made a little bit of money from the Christmas show, just through donations, through free will donations. And that will pretty much cover maybe the spring show. And I'm also going to apply to the community promotion committee, too, to see if they can help us out, give us a little boost. Because the music that we buy is not free, that's for sure.
True. Yeah. There's always that.
Anyway, that's kind of what's expected, is just to show up and share your talents freely.
Sure. So if there are some folks out there who would like to be benefactors, too, they can certainly step forward.
Yeah. If you can't sing, if you can't carry a tune in a bucket, then just send me a check instead.
There you go.
Yeah, because it does. It takes a surprising amount of money to get things going, especially with 40 to 50 singers. Yeah. That takes a lot of music.
You know, and some folks might be a little hesitant to step forward just because they're thinking, well, I like to sing, but I'm not that good. Uh-huh. But, you know, the beauty is when you have a larger group, you can just come and have fun. It'll blend. Right. It'll mix. It'll sound good. The finished product will be good.
It will be good. And part of the thing that is the beauty of this is that there are enough really good anchor singers in every voice part that you can just sort of be a hanger on, you know, listen and follow the leader on some of those. So I think it actually is a chance to grow. And the cool thing about this, I don't know if we haven't really talked about this, but the show itself is going to be really fun. I mean, this is not like serious opera or German music or something really heavy duty. This is really fun music. And so the goal is fun. And it also is not that super duper challenging either. So the show, this kind of all came to mind last year is for a show of what to do. And the theme that I'm pursuing that I have bought music around is a night of musicals. And so this is all music that has appeared in either musicals like theater or in movies. And so this is all kind of popular style of music. And so anyway, here's a list. I brought a little list of some of the pieces that I've ordered and have in hand. So I have music from The Sound of Music. So the song is Do Re Mi. And then we also have a song from Hairspray, which was a really great musical and movie, too, called You Can't Stop the Beat. And then, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody. There was a movie made, and it even won some Oscars last night or this past week. And so we're going to sing Bohemian Rhapsody, and that will be really cool. And then a little medley from Sister Act from way back in the 90s. Reaching Way Back from The Music Man is the song 76 Trombones. A piece from Phantom of the Opera. Another couple of pieces from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And then a couple of newer ones. From Now On is a song from The Greatest Showman. And then one from Les Mis called Do You Hear the People Sing? And then there will be kind of a surprise. I don't want to give that away, but there will be a surprise at the end that will be just the clincher, I think. So anyway, these are all fun musical pieces that we will be able to sing. So it's not like a challenge, really.
In all pieces that are relatively familiar to most
right.
folks.
Right. You should know most of those if you've ever been to the movies or heard of musicals. So, yeah, those are all familiar.
Very good. Easy for the performers and easy for the audience.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. This is going to be an enjoyable concert for people to just come and hear, too.
Very good. Again, the performance is coming up June 6th and June 7th. So it's a little down the road at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium, but mm-hmm. put it on your calendar now so you remember. But the important thing is if you are interested in being a part of the Cass County Choral Society, now's the time to start thinking about it because coming up this Sunday, March 3rd at 2 o'clock at the Heritage House in Atlantic will be the first rehearsal for the next show coming up in June. Very good. Hope to see a good crowd.
I do too.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.